Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, already in progress.
If you're a homosexual, if you're an adulterer, if you're having sex out of wedlock, you're not married, how many of you think you're going to be judged by God? I guarantee. But this little girl would not yield. She doesn't believe God's going to hurt her. She does not believe that scripture. Mr. Scrivener, God is a God of love. He would never hurt me. God, he understands. All I got to do is repent, and he's okay. I said, honey, when you repent, it means you got to change. You can't go do it again tomorrow night. That's not repenting. I said, I don't know how long it's going to be, but if you don't quit this nonsense, I don't know what he's going to do, but he can do any number of things. But he says in that scripture, he'll destroy your temple. That means he's going to kill you. And she just couldn't go there. Well, after the third baby was born and she'd been there 5 years, and that last baby was about a month or 2 months old, her and that boy went to bed together one night, and the baby woke up and the boy woke up, but the girl had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night, and she was stone dead, 22 years old. I told her over and over. She didn't believe. Another story about that, there was a man just this last week called me, and his granddaughter was sleeping with a guy that she wasn't married to, and they're in their 30-somethings, and she had been married before, he had been married before, but they didn't want to get married again, so they just moved in with each other, and they've been living together now for a few years. And as of last week, they had, I think, two children, adulterous affair. They had two children, and before that, they'd had other children. Well, he works in the oil field. Did God say he would judge the adulterer? Yeah. Did he really say he would judge the adulterer? Oh, yeah. Any number of ways he done it. Well, let me tell you how he did it to this boy. Somebody says, I don't see how you can see this. I don't see how you can't see this. Because this boy worked in the oil field. He's in his 30s. And he's got these children with this girl, and he's sleeping with her every night, and they're having children, and they're not married. He was working in the oil field. Of course, they use big wrenches, and he put this wrench on a big nut, tightened it up there, and left it sticking out there, and somebody hit a starter on a shaft that turned it, and that 24-inch wrench come around and hit him right in the mouth and knocked his face off. I mean, broke his jaw, busted everything, knocked all his teeth out. He's nothing but a glob of nothing. And since then, he's had several surgeries, and he's not getting along very well. How would you like for somebody to hit you in the mouth with a hammer? That's what he got hit with. Wouldn't you say that's about the equivalent, Michael? A 24-inch crescent swing around on that shaft and hit him and knocked his face off. Now, why do you think that happened to that boy? I can tell you exactly why that happened to that boy. That boy's being judged by God for doing what he's doing. It's a law, a sin against God's law. And he's going to suffer the consequences now. There's no telling how long it'll take for him, and he may never recover. He won't never be that sweet, good-looking, handsome young fella that girl used to kiss. He ain't got nothing to kiss. It's all gone. Y'all understand? That makes that scripture that says, whatever you sin with, that's where you're going to be attacked. Isn't that something? I mean, you know, we just don't believe, do we? We don't believe. In fact, let me take you back to Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Exodus 23, 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Do you like that? That's under law. That's not even under grace. That's under law. Under law, if we obey him and do what he says and walk in love, if we do that, what did he promise to do for us? What did he say he would do? He'll take what?
All.
Again, he'll take all sickness. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Now, that's up above that, if we had time to read what's above that. Again, he's telling you that if you'll obey me, if you'll do everything I say, then he says, the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon you, but he will lay them upon all them that hate you. So who is taking this sickness away? God. Who's putting it on them? The Lord. So who do you have to fear? The Lord, he's the only one. Now then, if you were lucky and you had a good daddy on earth, like I had the ultimate daddy. He was perfect. He would have done anything. Just couldn't have had a better daddy. Did he ever have to spank me? Only a couple of times. But he did have to spank me. Did he love me? Oh, yeah, that's why he spanked me, because he loved me. Now then, if you had a good daddy like I had, it's real easy to understand God. Now, some people are not that fortunate. Some people had a rotten daddy. You know, he wasn't good. And he did stupid things, crazy things. Some people he abused or beat you and all kinds of things. So if you had a daddy like that, you can't really understand who God is. You got to get a revelation. But even this daddy that we're serving, he promises us if we obey him, he will bless everything we do. And he will take how much sickness away from us? How many times is that so far? Isn't that three different places I've taken you so far that promise if you obey him, he'll take all sickness away from you? Now then, when you see sick people, guess what the problem is? They have not been meeting this criteria. Do you see where I'm coming from? I ain't trying to condemn you. I'm just saying if you're sick and afflicted and you're not walking in obedience to God's word, you're going to be sick. It's there. I didn't write the book. I mean, it works for me too. I'm going to tell you all something. God says with whatever you sin with, that's where you'll be attacked. Is that what it says, Scott? Exactly. Jeremiah 21:14. If with whatever you sin with, that's where you're going to be attacked. And it works for all of us. In fact, I'm going to tell you it works for me and Cheryl better than it does for some of you. Last year, year before last, Cheryl came into my office one afternoon and said, honey, I want to watch a video tonight. I had a bad day. You ever had a bad day? You ever had a tiring day that you're wore plumb out? I says, no, I ain't ready to listen to no stupid movie. I'm not interested. I was not in my love mode. Have any of y'all ever got out of your love walk? Oh, yeah. Don't you lie to me and tell me you have, because if you did, then God's going to know you're a liar. You know you're a human being just like me, and I stepped out of my love walk, and Cheryl, she walked out of my office, and this is what she's saying as she walked out. She said, Lord, please don't hurt him. Well, let me tell you what, he didn't hurt me much. The next Monday, I was working on the doors over there at the shop, trying to put a big 100-pound door up, me and Bruce. And I pulled that door up, and it started rolling down the slides, and it got about halfway down. So the springs in the door stayed wound with what it would wind halfway down. I didn't even think. As an engineer, I should have known better. I know how those doors work, but my mind was blanked out. So it was an angle bracket there sticking out, been sheared in a shear and bent at an angle so it's razor sharp. And I go over there and try to pull it off, and I can't pull it off because it's wound. I'm thinking, why is this thing so hard to get off? It ought to slip right off. I reached over and get a hammer, and I got that little bracket in my hand, and I hit that bracket with my hammer and knock it off of that, and instantly I have a guillotine turning at 1,000 miles an hour in my hand. It tore my hand all to pieces. I mean, it tore it all to pieces, ripped it to the bone. I mean, you could see bone all over my hand. Somebody says, who did that? Who do you think did that? The Lord did that. That's exactly right. The Lord did it because I'd been a disobedient son. He did that to me. People say, I don't believe that. Well, okay, you can believe it if not. But I come home and I showed it to Cheryl, and she looked at my hand. She said, boy, did you tear up your hand? She said, you know what you did, don't you? I said, yes, honey, I know what I did. You don't have to remind me. I know what I did. So she just started cleaning up my hand. Okay, and then she told me. But anyway, she doctored my hand, wrapped it all up and everything. This happened on Friday. Sunday, I was here with my hand all wrapped up. Well, this gentleman sitting here in the blue shirt, he's a doctor. And he come up to me and said, Thurman, what'd you do to your hand? And I said, well, I kind of got it in an overhead door, got it tore up. He said, can I see it? I said, well, yes, you can see it, but I want you to come in my office with me. I don't want nobody else to see it. I'll let you see it because you're a doctor. But I said, come on. So me and him went in my office, and I unwrapped it, and he looked at it, and he says, oh, my gosh. He said, you need 200 stitches in that hand. He said, you have tore it all to pieces. But he said, knowing you, you're probably just going to trust God, aren't you? I said, Jack, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust God. So I did not go have any stitches. Jack just looked at it and gave me the diagnosis of what he thought it would take. And I waited 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks with no stitches, look at my hand. Now, did I have to go through that? I didn't have to go through that, did I? What would keep me from having to go through that? Be nice to my wife. What do you think, honey? Did you do a pretty good job? I mean, if I had went to a doctor, if I had been a normal man with no faith, and I'd have went to a doctor, any doctor, and he'd have sewed 200 stitches in that hand, it would never work like that, would it, Jack? Now then, how do you keep from getting your hand tore up like that? How do you keep from getting hit in the mouth with a wrench? Amen. There's the secret. Walk in the God kind of love. Is that right? Walk in the God kind of love. If you walk in the God kind of love, I mean, the Lord promises you awesome things. John 13, 34. Let's see what he says in John 13, 34. Look at this. A new commandment I give unto you, that you hate one another. Is that what he said? No. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also may love one another. What does it mean to love? If when my wife come in, even though I've had a bad day and I'm tired, she said, honey, I'd like to watch a video. What should I have said? Let me kick my feet back and relax. Let me pull my boots off and let's watch a video. Yep. Then I wouldn't have to suffer that nonsense. And let me tell you, I'm learning my lesson slowly but surely. I don't like to be hurt. Do you?
No.
And boy, I'd rather had the hand tore to pieces than it got hit in the mouth with that wrench.
Yeah.
At least I got lips and I can still kiss her. Yeah, so I don't want to have the one tore all to pieces. Do you? No, I do not. So this new commandment tells me, what are we supposed to do?
Love.
I mean, even when they're not lovable?
Yes.
I'm supposed to love even when they're not. But, you know, sometimes I know Cheryl's the only woman in here, or I'm the only man in here that ever has a cross day. Every once in a while, y'all have one of those too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're all honest. So when you're having a bad day or I'm having a bad day, then what does she just need to do for me?
Love
me. She needs to love me. In fact, one time when me and her was having a little disagreement, it wasn't really much, but it was a little tiny disagreement. But she got upset with me and she went in there and we hadn't been married long. You know, now we've been married 12 years. So, you know, we're almost past the honeymoon now, not quite, but we're getting there. So, but anyway, I was doing something and she wasn't happy with it at all. And so she's fussing at me, and on the way home from church, of course, that's when we were in Dallas with our church, and every time I'd say something, she'd flare up and just eat my lunch, and I thought, it says in the scripture, study to learn how to be quiet. I think I better be quiet, just keep my mouth shut. And so I didn't say anything else. We got home, and Cheryl goes walking into the ministry room. She's saying, God, what am I supposed to do with this man that you gave me? Now, does that sound like a good woman? Sound like Adam and Eve, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
We hadn't changed much, have we? And the Lord spoke to Cheryl audibly and said, Cheryl, just love him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Fruit Bearers for the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them for free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website, www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.